Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday, thank you so much for kicking off your day with the Brett Mega Show. We appreciate you. We always do the first thing on the show is a good news story to start the show off with some positivity. Amazon announced something new to help you find your lost pet, and it's a game changer when it comes to neighborhood community coming together. I'll tell you how that happens next on the Brett Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So Amazon announced a new feature because there's going to be all these new features with Ring cameras, and Ring cameras has announced a new feature that helps with finding lost pets. And it's basically like an Amber Alert through Ring cameras if you can't find your pet.
Ooh.
So it'll notify other people in your neighborhood who also use Ring cameras. Like, hey, is this dog showing up on your Ring camera? And you can ignore it if you want, just like you cannot pay attention to it. But it'll send an alert to your Ring camera and be like, oh, Hannah's looking for a lost dog. You could check your Ring camera. Like, oh, yeah, your dog was just here 5 minutes ago.
I love
and,
that.
Or your dog's over in this direction. So it kind of alerts the whole neighborhood to come together via Ring cameras.
Just when I think Ring can't get any better, they somehow do.
Yeah, and yeah. Like, it just goes to show you that, like, the neighborhood watch is always watching.
Right.
Yeah.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. We talked a little bit, or a lot of it, about ruining surprises when it comes to Hannah's birthday. Would you rather ruin the surprise party, or you show up to, like, a black tie where everyone's all dressed up and you look ridiculous, like some clown outfit, some other really ridiculous costume, and you're just completely mistrust to everyone else?
This is actually a really sensitive topic for me because in high school, I did do that. I showed up to an older grade's party dressed up and nobody else was. I was the only person dressed up as a schoolgirl. And I'll never forget that.
Oh, boy.
And so I would rather ruin someone's surprise.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Hannah makes a great point, but I will tell you my thoughts on this. It's not about, okay, so you dress up and you feel terrible. If you ruin the surprise, everybody else feels terrible. They're going to remember that for the rest of their lives. You just remember your moment. I'd rather just remember my moment.
You make a good point,
Kevin. That's what I was thinking. Kevin took all this.
Yeah,
like, cool
I was
points
on Hannah's side, but now I think...
You
yeah.
switched? Kevin was so convinced
yeah.
you switched.
Well, thank you.
I had those points, Kevin. Other thing I was going to point out is if you're like the only one dressed up, you just stand out even more. Like, it's just, think about those weird celebrities, the weird things. You're like, well, we know who Gaga is.
Yeah.
She looks cool. Yeah. Like, you just, everyone all suddenly thinks you're like cool. Like, man, look at the guy who dressed in the clown outfit. Like, I should have did that. Like, that's what I should have done.
The polls are open.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Better keep it moving.
First, we got to put 2 minutes on the clock and see what's trending. We put 2 minutes on the clock and I read some headlines and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Like, what are we saying about social media here in America?
Oh boy, I don't know.
Do you think it's like at an all-time high?
Probably, yeah.
Actually, kind of sort of the opposite. According to data, they surveyed 250,000 adults in 50 countries. Social media is on the decline in 49 of those countries.
I'm shocked.
Really?
Yeah, that people are thinking social media and using it less and less. The only one that it's actually neutral on is America, and they expect it to be on the decline as well.
Whoa.
Now, why? AI-generated videos. They said there's just too many like AI-generated
like
stuff.
Like, people get mad at it?
They don't know if it's real. They don't know if it's connecting. They just feel like the algorithm is so crazy. They're not even seeing their friends anymore on social media. They're just seeing whatever social media brings to them. And so they're getting annoyed and using social media less, actually.
Mm, okay.
Crazy, crazy statistic. Sober October.
Never heard of that. I heard of Dry January, though.
Apparently, it's a global annual challenge that people are doing Sober October. Yeah, and now it's like 2 months out of the year you can't drink, where people are doing Sober October, where you don't have any alcohol.
I'm kind of down with that.
Kind of puts a damper on Oktoberfest.
Yes, but true, Oktoberfest Kevin. Is always so weird because it's always in September anyways. Yeah. It's like after Oktoberfest, you do Sober October. Right. Halloween spending reach hits how much?
I'd say an all-time high.
Yeah, $13 billion, 13% increase from last year. $13 billion.
Bring back Halloween spirit.
All right, which months dominate wedding season?
No, keep it moving. I'm overwhelmed with the weddings.
October is one of the top three, so that makes sense.
I know.
You're like, trust me, I get it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Kaylin, are you ready to play Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
I am.
Kaylin, you sound super nice. Are you super nice?
You do sound nice.
I try to be, yes.
No, be mean. Say something mean to Hannah.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Wow, that's like a truly nice person.
Hannah's like, I could think of some mean things to say to Hannah.
Yeah.
All right, tell her to leave the room, you big jerk.
Please leave the room, Hannah.
No. Hannah's leaving the room. That was so sweet. So Hannah's going to leave the room. We'll ask you 5 pop culture questions. You will answer them very sweetly. And then we'll bring Hannah in, and she will probably answer them all aggressively. Okay?
Okay.
All right. On Taylor Swift's new album, Life of a Showgirl, she has one collaboration. Who is that collaboration with?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 4 of the 5 members of NSYNC are considering an arena tour. One of them is Justin Timberlake. You cannot miss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mention him. Name one of the other 4. Any of the other 4 from NSYNC, other than Justin Timberlake.
I'm not a night. I was a 2000s girly. No. I was born in 2000.
It really goes to show you that the other 4 should reconsider doing this.
Wow.
If they, no one can even think of any other names. You can't think of any other NSYNC members.
Can I phone a friend, please?
Yeah, because you're nice. Pick AB or Kevin.
Let's do AB.
AB. The panic in AB's face.
Is Joey Fantone in this band or the other one?
He's Fantone.
Oh, and I literally saw him on Broadway.
We will
That's
accept
the only
that.
Reason Joey I know.
Codes. Yes, Joey.
You could have done Lance Bass.
Nope.
Kevin, you draw a blank too?
Could
These other too. 4 really need to rethink doing this tour.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yes, and then we need one more, Kevin.
I can see him.
I've never heard of
Kevin,
Chris.
Clearly,
I can totally see him.
Chris is like the one who's...
Yeah.
I feel like JC is
JC the other Chavez, yeah. Yes. I couldn't remember him. There we go.
Well, you get
you
the point.
So much, AB and Kevin.
You're welcome. Yeah.
What is the name of the streaming service that has extended the streaming rights for Peanuts through 2030? Where can you watch Charlie Brown and Snoopy?
Hulu?
No, that's your first miss. That's okay. This is on Hulu. The Kardashians Season 7 trailer came out for Hulu. It has announced the return of 2 former cast members. Name one of the former cast members that has left the Kardashians that is making a comeback.
Wow, I'm not doing a good job with this.
That's okay.
What about Jordan, Kylie's ex-best friend?
Wow.
Is she one
I almost want to give you a point
That's
just
a deep
for,
cut.
For like a deep cut. It's Caitlin and Rob. Caitlin and Rob stopped filming and they're making a comeback for the next season. And what company's slogan is, think outside the bun?
I know I'm wrong, but it's not it, but Jack and the Taco Bell.
Yes, Taco yes, Bell. You switched at the last second. Yes, Taco Bell. Reference. 3 out of 5, not bad. We're going to see how Hannah does. We'll bring her back in, okay, Kaylin?
Okay.
Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah's Homeschool.
Queen of pop culture, Hannah Gibbs, welcome back into the studio. How you doing, Hannah?
I'm doing good.
We were doing better when you were outside the studio hanging out with nice Caitlin over here. She's awesome.
She is a lot nicer than me.
Caitlin answered 5 pop culture questions when Hannah was outside the studio. She couldn't hear the questions or the answers. Caitlin, how'd you feel about those?
I don't know. I bet Hannah would probably do better than I did.
Caitlin, you're too nice. She's probably like, Brett, your questions sucked, is what she really meant.
Right.
And I hope Hannah fails.
That's what she they really were kind of hard.
Yeah, they were tricky. We'll see how Hannah does. Caitlin got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
So, Caitlin, if Hannah ties you, she gets the win, okay?
Okay.
On Taylor Swift's new album, Life of a Showgirl, which just came out, she had 1 collaboration. Who was it with?
Sabrina Carpenter.
That is correct. 4 of the 5 members of NSYNC are considering an arena tour.
Whoa.
You cannot mention Justin Timberlake. He is the one that is not considering doing it. You have to give me 1 name of the 4. This obviously ended up being a lot harder for everyone in the room. Maybe they should rethink their arena tour. But I need 1 of the 4. She closes her eyes, trying to pitch to the other 4. All she could pitch is Justin Timberlake.
Backstreet Boys.
I know. That's
naturally,
I'm
thinking
up.
Of Backstreet Boys. I'm going to say Aaron.
Aaron
who?
Aaron
who?
Aaron?
We saw one of them on Broadway.
Joey Fatone?
Yeah, yeah yes. But Aaron. Aaron Carter?
Okay, I thought Joey Fatone was a Backstreet Boy.
I know.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what confused me.
All right, well, you don't get the point.
Damn!
Name the streaming service that just actually extended their exclusive partnership with Peanuts franchise through 2030. Where can you watch the Peanuts? Where can you watch Charlie Brown and
Amazon?
Snoopy? Not on Amazon.
It's Apple, right?
Apple. Mm. Apple TV. Yeah. Where you watch Charlie Brown and Snoopy.
Hate Apple.
Yeah, well, I love Snoopy, and you should love Apple because of that. All right, you got to get these next 2 right to tie. Caitlin, we're in the game. Caitlin, see?
She sounds so happy.
All right, Caitlin. Hannah did talk about this the other day on her hashtag, but it's been a couple of days, and you never know.
It was a long weekend.
Yep. The Kardashians Season 7 trailer just debuted. And announced the return of 2 former cast members. Just name one of them.
Rob Kardashian.
Yes. Yeah. That is correct. Rob and Caitlin coming back to the Kardashians next season. All right. What company's slogan is, think outside the bun for the win?
They never use this. I'm not convinced this is real.
This is a real. They actually have 2. Where could you not get buns and go there and it's a...
No buns?
Company slogan. No buns.
No buns.
They got no buns. They're like buns. Me.
Like, yeah. Let's see. It's not going to be Jack in the Box. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Right, yeah.
Okay. You handed that to her.
Yeah, no doubt.
The people are going to be outraged. Mm, son.
Yeah. Here we go. Light up the text line again.
I shouldn't have done that.
But you did.
Yeah. Caitlin, I'm sorry. I'll do it. This is Brett and I got schooled by Hannah.
Yes,
I don't want Caitlin to say it.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Here it is. See if you can figure it out. The Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 60% of people over the age of 60 still use this, but only 30% of people under the age of 30. So what are all the old people using, Hannah?
I think a DVD player.
Oh,
they own one. They use it. Kevin Berghoff.
Rocking it.
I think it's the newspaper.
Newspaper. Good answer.
Love that.
I think it's an alarm clock.
Alarm clock. Not using their phone like an old school alarm.
Yep.
Great answers, guys. No one got it correct, though. A lot of things that different generations are using. 60% of people over the age of 60 still use this. Probably daily. Only about 30% of people under the age of 30. Think you can figure it out? 855-444-MEGA. So it's 855-444-6342. If you want to text in your guesses, the answer's coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if anyone figured out the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 60% of people over the age of 60 still use this. But only 30% of people under the age of 30.
Ooh.
Big age gap. What's the difference?
Okay, Jennifer texted in and says using a checkbook.
Well, good answer.
Laura texted in and said owns a flip phone. The musician family texted in and said uses a landline. That's really good. Titus texted in and said that they use cable TV. Hey, so do I. teacher Katie texted in and said wearing a bathrobe. Also,
we're closer with bathrobe.
Paul says has dentures.
No, I guess.
And teacher Suzanne texted in and said uses a old-time coffee maker.
No, good guess. No one got it today. Stumped everybody. Bathrobe was your hint. I saw Kevin
Take a bath?
No. Bar soap.
What?
What? Oh, yeah, I can believe that.
I'm a big bar soap
girl. You're a bar soap girl?
Yes, I'm not.
Not?
No.
Kevin?
We don't use the bar soap anymore. We use the spray.
Wow. Yeah,
the little, not the spray.
I love bar soap.
The liquid.
You're older. You're the oldest one of the show, Hannah.
I know. Yeah. It's proven every day.
Happy Monday. It is the Brett Maga Show, and it's a special kickoff to a special week. It is Spirit Week here on the Brett Maga Show. This is something we do every single year, and it's kind of taking us back to those high school spirit weeks when homecoming happens, and every single day there's a different theme. So every single day we are going to be dressed up in that theme. It is fun, it is awkward, and everyone at the office does not understand it and gives us weird looks.
They don't catch the vibe.
Including gas stations like Hannah got today. So today's theme is Monochromatic Monday, which is very everyone's wearing monochromatic nowadays. And I felt like most of us were trying to guess which color each person would pick on the show, except for Hannah. Everyone knew
pink.
Hannah was going to go pink.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so I went into the gas station this morning to get my pink Alani, and I'm decked in pink from head to toe. Everything on me is pink.
Pink hat, pink Alani, pink phone case, pink socks, pink everything.
Yeah, even my hair tie is pink. And the gas station lady was like, oh, is your favorite color pink? And I was like, well, yeah.
No, you should have said no.
Why are you assuming that?
What a weird question.
Yeah. But I did feel kind of awkward walking in. I'm like, do I look dumb? I don't know.
You look extreme.
I look really girly.
Kevin, you rock the blue?
Blue, yeah, man. I mean, it's always been my color. It was the color in my high school. It is part of my favorite college team, Notre Dame. I've got on the navy blue.
AB?
I've got red, so I have a red pantsuit, a red jacket, and red shoes.
I went khaki because I
felt... Yeah, odd choice.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
I thought it was going to be considered an odd choice. I thought I was going to get called up. I felt like, one, I didn't have a monochromatic outfit, and I felt like khaki was the most universal to reuse again.
I thought that Brett for sure was going to go super easy, too easy, and just do black.
I was going to be strategic.
I was banking on that for you.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a game for Monochromatic Monday, though. I will give you a daily task in our lives, or a milestone, if you will, and then you have to assign a color to it, since we're all in different colors, all right? The first day of school. What color do you give the first day of school? Everyone's taking a second to write it down. Hannah, what did you choose?
I said yellow.
I did too.
Mainly because school bus.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was
really
thinking.
Really? I chose green, Kevin.
I said red.
Why'd you choose red?
Because red is that excitement color, you know? There's anxiety with that color.
Anxiety, or I chose green because of that. I feel like it just blends into all of your feelings and becomes this green mushy color. Because I feel like the first day of school is this weird mushy feeling of something like that. How about sexy time? What color would you give a sexy time? All of a sudden, the lights go down, bedroom is lit. With what color?
I definitely said red.
Red.
Wow, you guys are very excited.
I said black.
Why did you choose black? Kevin and I chose...
Because it's kind of been a black out.
I chose white because it's very vanilla.
Oh my gosh. Those
red days.
Yeah.
I once had red days, guys.
The youngins chose red.
I know.
Spicy.
Yeah, interesting. A lot more fun over there, huh, Kevin?
Exactly.
Let's do one more. After sexy time, a baby being born. Baby being born. Mm. What color?
Ooh, this is hard.
I chose yellow.
Okay, I chose light brown.
Light brown is an interesting color.
I know. I don't
just
really know
just because there's
going
to be a lot of light brown in their lives?
Well, yeah, you could do it's just neutral. It's warm, almost comforting, neutral, soft. I chose light brown.
Really? AB?
I chose light pink.
Light pink.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I chose purple because it's kind of a mixture of all these different feelings.
Bruising.
Yeah.
I just feel lightness and brightness. I felt like a new day, too. I felt like yellow represented sunshine for me, a new life, a new day. It was interesting how each of us almost every single time had different colors for those situations, how we kind of see the world, which I think that's what colors do, except for red with the youngins.
Yeah.
It was the only thing we matched on, guys. Speaking of Homecoming Spirit Week, you can see all the pictures and follow along and have some fun with us in the office on our Instagram, Brett Maga Show. But we've also brought in different items from our past, and we're going to do it show and tell style. We'll see what item I brought in to surprise everyone next on The Brett Megah Show. It's Homecoming Spirit Week here on The Brett Megah Show. So every single day, we're going to be decked out in different outfits and different themes to help with our Brett Megah Show Homecoming Spirit Week, kind of like throwback back in the day. And each day, each person will bring in a show and tell item because this is going to take us back to school. And so you can see our outfits, follow along with all the fun we're having on our Instagram, The Brett Megah Show. And you can see what I've brought in for Homecoming Spirit Week.
Oh, boy.
I felt like it was nothing better to bring us back to the high school and homecoming days than to rock my homecoming.
Oh my God.
Letterman jacket. Old school. I love it. Maroon and white Letterman jacket. Had the sports
Let's see it. Lockport.
Oh, that's
Lockport,
cool.
High school.
06 on the side.
Yeah.
I was cool.
It looks warm.
I mean, it was really warm. I haven't worn this thing. How do I look? Do I look good? Do I look like one of the cool kids
on
the job?
I'm jealous. Yeah. I wish I had a Letterman jacket.
Do high schoolers still get that?
No.
I don't think they do.
Is it still cool to wear the Letterman jacket?
I think it's cool because they don't do that anymore.
Right, look at the white leather on the side. I'm crying.
Did you used to get like little pins? Because we would get pins to put in our, you know,
yeah, you used to get that. Letters. You get the letter. You get the side for JV. You got to get your number. And then you put your sports on the back.
Basketball, volleyball.
Volleyball?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew you played volleyball.
I played in the junior.
Is that your jacket?
I played in the junior Olympics for volleyball, guys.
Really?
Yeah. I played in the junior Olympics for volleyball.
That's random. How long have we known you?
As a freshman, I played on like the varsity team.
Nice.
You guys aren't impressed? Okay, one of the things that, one of the reasons I wanted to bring in the Letterman jacket is, one, it fits like the Homecoming Spirit Week theme and stuff like that. But even just busting this jacket out, it does remind me of like high school Brett to where I am now. My wife and I were high school sweethearts. I would have never guessed that I'm going to call myself this. The tool that used to walk around like he was one of the popular kids, pushing kids probably away from the lunch table, you can't sit with us, mean girl style. I am who I am today. I give all of that credit to my wife, but I would never see this kid who went to my senior prom with the person I went to my senior prom with having three kids later. So I just felt like it also symbolized total growth too. Like I'm not the person I was, but that person who I was also shaped who I am today and learned a lot from that. So I chose this because of the growth I had from when I used to wear this and thought I was one of those cool kids and one of the popular kids and thought, yeah, one of those popular kids probably peaked in high school.
I think it's also cool you can still fit in it. I
mean, honestly,
there's a lot of people that cannot fit in their high school gear anymore because, unfortunately, it's not high school.
Would you guys have thought I was one of the cool kids when you see this, though? Do I look cool in this?
You look cool in that.
The big L on it doesn't really help, but...
Thanks, Hannah.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Baby, it's ready, so here we go.
So we are coming off of a major week for Taylor Swift and Swifties too, of course. They've really, you know, I bet their heart rate was like insane this past week. And naturally, Taylor Swift had to break records. So Billboard just reported that Taylor sold 2.7 million copies of her album just in the U.S. in 24 hours.
Crazy.
That is absolutely insane. That actually makes it the biggest week of sales in her career just after one day. So if you thought Tortured Poets Department was big, if you thought 1989 was big, The Life of a Showgirl was bigger. Actually, Taylor's on track to do the second largest sales for any album ever. The only one that's ahead of her right now is Adele's 25. So Taylor in just one day was 2.7, and Adele in one week was 3.4. So I
definitely think she could beat
Adele out for like the number one selling album, which is absolutely crazy.
The crazy thing about Adele, though, too, is Adele, like, kind of sort of is a pop album, but it's not. It's just like Adele is her own category. So Adele did it not making a pop album, which is crazy because this is Taylor's pop album that everyone's talking about, creating buzz.
But you know, Swifties probably still aren't calmed down because Taylor like didn't just drop the album this week. She had that like whole roster of events that she did. She started kicking off her TV interviews. We got to find more out about, you know, her songs and what ones were her favorite. She just dropped the Fate of Ophelia music video. Tonight, she's going to be on Jimmy Fallon. So I'm sure more records are going to be continued to be broken. and this is probably only the start for her.
Open Light, she said, was Travis's favorite. Wishlist was her favorite. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool that Wishlist is one of her favorites because it was the song that we talked about that shows that, like, she wants to settle down.
She wants the,
like,
kids.
She wants, like, the white picket fence, which is a really cool version of Taylor to see.
Mm-hmm. It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Real question, when it comes to Taylor Swift, especially with the new album, Life of a Showgirl, do you feel like Taylor overshared and was too TMI? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Do you feel like some of the songs that Taylor had put on Life of a Showgirl was too sexy for Taylor Swift? Are you listening to this album with your kids? Especially, seems like a lot of criticism, or at least a lot of comments, are being made about the song Wood. Immediately, when Hannah heard the song Wood, she was like, oh my God, I cannot believe Travis would let Taylor talk about that. If you don't know what Wood's about, it's literally about Travis's wood.
Forgive me, it sounds cocky. It tires me and open my eyes. Redwood tree, it ain't hard to see. His love was the key to open my thighs.
Open my thighs. This redwood tree ain't hard to see. Another line in Wood is this.
Girls, I don't need to catch the bouquet. To know a hard rock.
Hard rock.
It's on the way. And baby,
Okay.
I'm going to sound like a hypocrite, but I still think that song's okay for kids.
Okay, but you think it's not okay for who?
I just was surprised that Taylor went that route. I feel like she normally doesn't go that route, but she did go that route, and I still think Taylor Swift is like a reasonable person to put her playlist on shuffle in your car with your kids. Music, it usually always has like a nasty tie to it, and kids don't know, and they sing along anyway. Like, all the songs I grew up with, I never knew what they meant, and so it was fine.
Do you think it's too TMI?
No.
Because originally you said, I cannot believe that. I think it's too much.
I didn't say it was too much. I just was surprised.
That it came from Taylor.
That it was from Taylor, but I still think it's okay. Like, I don't think you should cancel listening to Taylor Swift in your car with your kids because of her one song.
I think it's interesting because some people will be like, oh, I miss the old Taylor, you know, when she was young and innocent and the country music and blah, blah, blah. But as she grows and matures, her music should be doing the same. If her music sounded like it did 10 years ago, I don't think she'd be as popular as she is now because it's always evolving. It's always changing.
I think it'd be creepy for her to talk about being 15 still.
Okay, yeah. But she has a song just about his manhood. Like, how mature is that?
That's the point of her life. That's where she is right now.
That's
in her life.
Era. Yeah, she's in Wood era.
Right. And, you know, she's 35 now. My thoughts are, okay, if it is something that you think is a little taboo for the kids, wait for the kids bop version. And then if that is can be done, then you're like, okay, well, that's fine. I think you guys are right. I think that the artist gets older. They mature. They look for ways to, you know, I don't know, sometimes use innuendo to make their songs a little different, a little more fun.
I feel like she did, like, I mean, she did it in a way that wasn't, like, super vulgar. Like, I feel like she scanned the song like we scan this show. Like, we say stuff, like, indirectly.
Do you think that a song about Travis's guy is inappropriate? Do you think Taylor overshared? It was too TMI. 855-444-MEGA. We want to take your calls on this. 855-444-6342. How do you feel about Taylor Swift's newest album? A lot of talk about Taylor Swift's album. I'm not sure if you heard. She dropped an album called Life of a Showgirl. But there's a lot of conversation about the song Wood because, well, what it's about. It's clearly about Travis's guy. And some people are saying that maybe Taylor should have been a little bit less TMI. 855-444-MEGA. Do you think that it's okay for Taylor Swift to have a whole...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whole song literally about Travis's little man.
Forgive me, it sounds cocky. Hypnotize me and open my eyes. Redwood tree, it ain't hard to see. His love was the key to open my eyes.
Are you listening to this album with your kids? Do you feel like it's an inappropriate song? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. You know what's interesting is I don't care as much about the sexual innuendos and sexual comments or even the she swears a lot on the album. Taylor's kind of had a history of being sexier than I think people perceive. I don't know where it was where we like just roped her into. It was probably like her country album. But every other song, I feel like, and every other album, Taylor's had sexy songs and actually has a history of swearing a lot, even on like Torture the Poets Department, Folklore, all of those. I like working through that with my kids. That's my job as a parent. And so that's fine. What I actually I think is a more interesting conversation is what would this conversation be if it was reversed? If Ed Sheeran had a song said like my wife's boobs, like mountains, we would all be like, come on, this is inappropriate, man. You can't just sexualize your wife like that. But if a woman does it for his wife or does it for her husband, it's like, of course, Travis is walking into the locker room. He's probably wearing gray sweatpants to the game.
See, I feel like when a guy says it, everybody's like, of course he says it.
Would
like,
you?
Nobody even blinks an eye because guys are always being
think of how many rap songs are about that.
I think
so. Nobody even cares.
No, they're not about the husband and wife type of marriage. They're like, I like women, and thus I am flirty. But they're not going, check out my wife's mountains. They're huge. Oh, 34 double D's. What's like up? That. Like, if that was the song and the whole song was about mountains, I think we'd all be like, Ed, come on, man. Like, show your wife some respect.
It'd be a hit.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to you guys listening uh-huh. to mountains and hills. Kayla, what do you think?
I think that I'm super proud of her. I think that's amazing that she did that, and I would totally let my kids listen to it. Whatever. This girl is thriving. Also, I would be extremely proud if my husband wanted to make a song about my mountains.
I would be honored.
I was just going to ask, are you looking
right?
at...
I would be honored. I'd be like, yeah, it's about dang time.
I have seen so many videos now of Travis like in slow-mo, like in people zooming up on his like his stuff. Like I'm like, so have you looked at Travis Kelce differently, Kayla? Be honest.
Well, look, I'd be surprised if he wasn't impressive in that area, to be honest with you. He's impressive in every other area. Why not?
Respect. Everyone has newfound respect for Travis Kelce. There's a text message, Hannah.
Yeah, it says that when we were younger, we listened to songs like A Virgin or like A Prayer, and we didn't really understand what was going on, so she can say what she wants. Like, that's kind of goes along with the point I was saying. Like, I don't really know that kids are tuning in on the fine details of what it means.
I think you'd be surprised what kids really start to take on at an early age. I also feel like that's not the problem I have with it. I have a bigger problem that it's a double standard. Liz, do you think Taylor Swift's song Wood is inappropriate?
I think that it's inappropriate for kids. I wouldn't want a kindergartner going around being like, oh, it opened my size. Like, what? No. But At the same, Taylor Swift is in her 30s. We're not, you know, like, why is my kindergartner listening to that? And I was listening to, like, Shaggy, like, Wasn't Me.
Yeah,
and, you
music
know,
does
and
the innuendos. Like, it's me, it's, like, less about the innuendos and more just about, like, what the song is about. This is, it's hard for me to sit there and say, Taylor Swift, the best lyricist of our generation. Like, what does she write about? Wood. Like, I feel weird saying that, like, that's what the song is about. Like, she's so deep. That's what she wrote about. Like, I don't know. It just feels different to me. Like, the double standard feels different. Like, if a guy wrote it, like, you couldn't think of anything else. That's not very romantic, Ed Sheeran. About it. We went from thinking out loud to thinking about mountains.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.